Here's another one for the In Case You Missed It podcast with TC and Dina B, brought to you by Xfinity.
Pretty windy, a lot of sand in the eyes if you didn't have glasses on.
How was it last time compared to this time, just coming back?
Well, we know what to expect now, so that's nice. And we were able to, you know, get to the massage chair before other people.
Okay.
So I feel like a veteran at Tortuga now, because last time I waited and that was not a good option. It was a long list of, you know, people to wait behind.
I heard you had an IV drip. Like, you're taking on all the perks. IV'd,
yes, absolutely.
you got the main stage this time.
We got the main stage, which is really cool.
Yeah.
You know, to be sharing the stage with Cody Jinks and Luke Combs. And actually, Luke Combs' bass player, Matt, was the guy that I played music with from age 14 to 26. You know, we were playing music together, and he got the call to go with Luke Combs, and he said, I don't know what to do. I said, I know what you should do. I'll fire you if you don't go. You know what I mean? So when that happened, I had a really great conversation with Matt and was just like, I love you, buddy. You know, we'll see you at the top, and we're going to work our way to come open for you guys. And
yeah,
that was about 4 or 5 years ago, before we had a record deal or anything like that. You know, just was excited for my friend and the opportunity. And he's still with Luke today, and to be, you know, sharing the stage with him is a family reunion. You know, I got to see my old friend Matt and just see how he's doing, catch up about real life, and now we're going to watch him play to thousands and thousands of fans with Luke Combs. It's going to be a really cool moment for me.
Awesome.
You're also going to be doing that too. So like we were saying, last time you were here, kind of a newer guy on the scene.
Yep.
Now you've got big hits. I mean, you've got big hits out there. Wild as Her. Now you've got this Heart, which is just tearing up literally everywhere.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And how does it feel now, you seeing your evolution? Do you kind of put like pinpoints in your career? Like, okay, last time I was at this festival, here's where I was. And now you're here and you just, man, you got bangers, as the kids are saying.
I don't know if I've really thought about it like that, to be honest, of like, we were here at this festival. It, you know, we play so many shows in a year. We've been playing 140, 150 shows for years and years and years. And they all kind of blend together. And honestly, the years start to kind of blend together. I'm not, like, it's kind of hard for me to, I think it's been 2 years since I've been at this festival.
Yeah.
And that's kind of hard to even wrap my mind around. But I do take notice every now and then. You hit kind of a milestone where it's just hard to process it, right? Like when we were opening for Parker at Red Rocks and he brought me out on stage and was like, your song just went double platinum, and now it's triple platinum now. And a couple weeks ago we got a plaque saying we have 1 billion artist streams, which it just takes me back to like where it was a few years ago to go, hey, I was, you know, working at a pavement company, just trying to make ends meet for my wife and my 3 kids. And now here we are kind of in this like hard to even wrap your mind around spot of we're main stage, you know, playing with Cody Jinks and Luke Combs and seeing a bunch of, we're friends with a lot of these guys now.
Yeah.
It's like these guys that I was listening to on the radio, like respect what we're doing, which is really, it's cool, but I'm still processing, I think, you know.
It's like the Jeffersons moving on up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great, there's no complaints, but it's still just kind of a wild thing to try to get your head around.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, a couple of years ago, you mentioned Tortuga. I loved when you opened up for Jason Aldean, went to that show as well. I got to talk to you about this. I'm really kind of biased when it comes to people doing Beatles.
Okay.
And your song, when you freaking did Come Together, I was like, spot on.
I mean
Aerosmith does a great rendition. It's
played
on rock stations, don't get me wrong, but besides Aerosmith, I'm telling you right now, you had the best rendition ever.
Oh man, thank you. Well, we that's very kind of you. We actually went, you know, on our first headline tour internationally a couple months ago, and we were touring in the UK, and you talk about nervous, man. I don't really get nervous anymore, but you're going to cover the Beatles in the UK. It better be damn good.
Yeah.
And, you know, the crowd response there. Once we won them over, I knew we were good to do that song anywhere.
There you go.
And,
there you go. Yeah.
If it passed their inspection, then it was good. But that's just a song that has been performed over and over and over again by our band specifically on the road, worked out to the extent that we were able to, over time, really make it our own.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the magic of covers lies, is when somebody who, I mean, I know it's hard for somebody to have not heard Come Together, but we have actually run into, you know, kids that didn't know that song, and they were like, when is that coming out?
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, we did a good job if you didn't know what that wasn't our song, because that's what you hope to do with a cover is make it your own, and give it new life. And I think with that song, it was just kind of the perfect fit for our vibe on stage, this kind of halfway between rock and country thing. Bunch of Oaky boys that love rock and roll, so it was perfect.
Well, I will say this. Aerosmith did it. I think if you did put it out, I think that would be something awesome. There's only another band that I think that really conquers like a rendition. Zac Brown Band, when they do Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Oh, my gosh,
I'm being honest when I'm like, you got the Beatles track.
Come on.
Zac Brown Band has Devil Went Down to Georgia. Yeah. I'll give you both one and one equally.
All right. Hey, you know, we're to be in the same breath as Zac Brown Band. We're doing something right, man. Thank you.
You are.
Here you go. Getting ready for main stage right now. We're backstage at Tortuga with Corey Kent. Corey, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.